break his heart.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the second hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. We're in color. We got the money from B. Arthur.
Wow.
Which is fantastic. She actually gave us money. Wonderful. Thank you for being here on this Monday, April 8th, 2024. Okay, let's get into it. Let's not waste a moment. Talk to me, Lex.
Gosh.
Talk to us. It was a big weekend in sports.
Oh my gosh, it was. Yes, the women's NCAA championship was last night. The men play tonight. And oh my goodness, was everyone watching? I mean, that's how I feel.
Everyone was. I was at MCO. I was at the airport yesterday.
Oh, right.
And walked by this is no joke.
Oh,
every monitor, every phone people were holding, every iPad, everybody was watching that game.
Yep. Yeah. And at home, too, at 2 o'clock, it was like, oh, everything. We got to turn everything else off. We're watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
And what a game it was. Iowa came out really strong. But in the end, South Carolina, the Gamecocks, they won. Undefeated. What a season. And this is Coach Don's third win as a coach. She also was part, you know, you always hear about the dream team of the men's dream team. Well, yeah. She was part of the women's dream team. So she comes from both ends, being a player who won championships to now as a coach. This is her third time. And oh my gosh, just the celebration and oh, just the dedication. And she is such a class act. She, of course, you know, got the trophy and congratulated all her team and pointed out just all of the amazing things that they accomplished as a team. And then she's like, I have one more thing to say. And here's what she said.
I really would just like to say that I have to congratulate Iowa on an incredible season. Awesome. Awesome. And I want to personally thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport. She carried a heavy load for our sport. And it just is not going to stop here on the collegiate tour. But when she is the number one pick in the WNBA draft, she's going to lift that league up as well. So Caitlin Clark, if you're out there, you are one of the goats of our games, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, Coach.
Oh,
thank
you. Classy.
No, yeah, that was just awesome. I actually teared up after that because I was so like happy. Well, I also picked South Carolina to win. Oops,
did you?
I had it down to Iowa and South Carolina.
Yeah,
you're
misting up because you love the message, but also there's some light personal gambling.
I beat my husband. That's all I cared about. It didn't matter.
Light wagering, Holly. But, light wagering.
Yeah, I mean that's details. But I did. Hearing that, it was just like, wow, that is sportsmanship right there. And I think everyone should watch that and keep that spirit going because, wow, they didn't get much love during this season because
they didn't?
Caitlin Clark. Well,
oh.
She just dominated because, look, she's on the Iowa team, which, you know, it's not a huge team, you know, and to be able to really lead and grit, she gets all the flowers for that because, wow, she has brought a lot of people to the sport. And so to see South Carolina, you know, who has a more rounded team of kind of superstars, you know, it just was really, really fun to see. So anyway, now Caitlin does not have a championship, but like Coach Don said, she's going to be the number one draft pick. She's going to bring a lot of popularity and eyes on the WNBA. So that is absolutely fantastic. And, you know, to recognize that, pretty sweet.
And Lex, correct me if I'm wrong. I think maybe you guys covered it on Friday. The ratings for this have
yes.
been amazing, right, my friends?
Oh, my gosh. Holly, I think, said like 14 million.
Oh, man. The ratings were up like over 100%
yes.
in prime demos. That was just for the semifinals game, so I'm not talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
But the lead up to it was just like bonanza ratings.
Oh, yeah.
For,
it's going to be in the 20s for sure.
14.2 million viewers watched Iowa versus UConn.
Mm-hmm.
And my talkers, just to put it into some perspective, network shows, prime time shows nowadays are taking their staff out to Bennigan's if they can get 5 to 6 million people.
Yeah, you get potato skins if you get 8.
That's right.
With sour cream?
Yep.
With no sour cream, Lex. Okay. I'm sorry. No sour cream, Lex. I apologize. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's just telling you. I mean, Grey's Anatomy, Abbott Elementary, all the big shows now. Young Sheldon, 6-7 million. The fact that this game is...
Yeah, that's Young Sheldon numbers.
It's double.
NCIS numbers.
Yes. Yeah.
Even NCIS Tampa. You know, it's...
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
though.
It was so fun.
Long time coming.
Yeah, I mean, it was really just a fun game to watch. You know, sometimes the one team just completely dominates the whole time, and it wasn't that way. I mean, it was in the fourth quarter, yes. But, wow, it was just so fun to see. And to see in Iowa, the Hawkeyes, the fans, they had their arena filled, and they would go live. And it was just so fun to see everybody go wild and crazy.
Lexa Lulu, and there's also a Hall of Fame induction, right?
Yes. Okay, Simone Augustus.
Yeah.
She played for the Lynx for many years. I think she spent her last season with someone else. But she's been elected into the Hall of Fame, which is awesome. Yeah. So,
even I know who she is. This is not my world, but yes.
Yeah, pretty cool. She's the first LSU women's alumni to also be elected into the Hall of Fame, and that was announced yesterday. So the ceremony will be in August, and I hope we got to do some celebrating over here because she spent most of her career here, and she's one of the greatest players of all time.
What a great era for women's sports. Time coming, man. Getting the attention and the ratings and that they deserve. That's where Charles Barkley said, that's where the reaction's about. That's where the action is. I did my Patrick Mahomes there. I didn't do my Barkley, but yeah.
It all just blends together.
Yeah, sure does.
Sorry, Charles. I love you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Boob Tube Bonanza. How was that Curb finale that aired last night? Holly has that. Lex and I have SNL.
Hey everyone, it's Alexis. Last year I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Let's talk a little TV. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis. In the morning on this Monday, kicking off a brand new week. Put on your Stetson and your Ursulous chaps. Let's head down to the Ponderosa.
It's on the Boob Tube.
Boob Tube!
You watch television last night?
I like to watch TV.
Saddle up. It's the Boob Tube Bonanza.
I'd like to get paid to sit on my and watch TV.
With Jason and Alexis.
We've got a bonanza for you.
A Boob Tube Bonanza. Last night was the series finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm over there on HBO.
Yes.
Holly is our resident Curb fan. How was it, Holly?
Woo! It was everything that Curb Your Enthusiasm was for the past 25 years. And they stuck the landing. Now, I don't want to get into detail because I do feel like we're in spoiler alert appropriate window time because it just dropped last night. So maybe some of you will catch it in the next couple of days. But the show's been on for 25 years. This is the 12th season. And here's what I will say without spoiling it too much, is that this whole season, one of the main plot lines has been Larry David getting arrested in Atlanta for giving water to somebody who was in line to vote, violating a local law. And he didn't realize he was doing it. But then he becomes a sort of a folk hero as a result of him defying that law. And then this last episode is him on trial. For that. And that's all I want to say. And that some of the prophecies, some of the predictions that people had about this series finale, well, you're just going to have to watch it yourself.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Holly, did you see, now this makes sense because I saw a headline. I did not click on it because I wasn't watching. Did you see the thing? Did the Georgia Secretary of State respond to this episode or something? Did you see that?
I did not.
Yeah. Somebody in Georgia responded to the plot line or something. So I don't know what Larry, I thought, oh God, what did Larry do something? Yeah.
The Georgia Secretary of State apparently joked that they can't pardon Larry David for the voting law plot that has been at the center of this season's Curb. And that happened about a week ago. So he sent a letter to Larry David saying,
that's great.
Yeah. So, it was very satisfying. It was lovely to see all the characters doing their petty and the pettiness, the obsessiveness, everything that you love about Curb Your Enthusiasm and Larry David and these characters. It followed through until the very, very last scene. So
awesome.
Yeah, it's available on Max right now or HBO.
That's good to hear because we all know on this show and my talkers, you've heard us say, it's sometimes hard to stick that landing. I mean, look at Seinfeld. I mean, speaking of Curb, that finale, in my opinion, did not quite stick the landing. But it's hard to wrap up a show. It's really hard to wrap up a show.
Oh, yeah. And it also depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I will say that the finale for Curb Your Enthusiasm, you know, if you've been watching this show for a long time and you're a fan of Larry David and you're a fan of Seinfeld, you could kind of see where this was going all season long. But okay. It's fun to see how they wrapped it up.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So that, I don't think, is a spoiler alert, because if you've been watching it, you have an idea.
Yeah.
You have an idea.
And you should watch it, right? Like the whole thing.
The whole thing. Just watch the whole thing.
And then watch the finale. Don't just jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the fact that you liked it, and I trust your opinion on Curb, that means something right there.
I'll miss it.
yeah.
It's been on for a quarter of a century.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Almost Grey's Anatomy has a few more years and they'll be right there.
Yeah.
Wow. Lex, I saw you watched SNL 2 with Kristen Wiig. What'd you think?
So good. There were a few skits that I was really laughing hard.
Really?
That hasn't happened for a long time. And, you know, I'll check it out and just kind of be like, meh. That went on for too long. Now, there were a few skits like that, but the Pilates skit, I was dying. Oh, man, because people don't realize how hard it can be, and then you try to keep up with everybody, and then that was so funny. And also, it was star-studded because this was her fifth time.
Yeah.
Hosting, and then all of these guys who stars, you know, recognizable people who haven't hosted five times, and they're getting the jacket too. And she's like, "Wait a second!" Oh, and then my other third standout for me was Ray, the musical guest.
Oh, really?
Oh, I did my not, gosh!
Why so?
Ray with an E.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, she had a full band with her. Like, she had like 9 backup singers and a full band. She has very Amy Winehouse vibes. And what I loved about what she did is that the first song, oh gosh, it's very recognizable. Like, it's in pop culture right now. Like, it's playing everywhere. But she did a special arrangement because she had the live band there for Saturday Night Live. So I thought that was really cool. And then the second song I hadn't heard, but she does a lot of scatting and she just plays around with her voice. And wow, I am a fan now. I was really impressed.
I'm going to have to watch it.
Yeah, so good. And she sings barefoot, which, you know, I'm like, oh.
Okay.
Huh.
Well, that's interesting.
Look, kind of like Joss Stone. Remember her from back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Right. The British,
yeah, that's
the British
right.
singer, yeah.
She did, yeah, she did her thing barefoot.
Yeah. Huh.
I loved,
yeah, what'd
I
you
loved
love?
On Weekend Update, the earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
Versus the eclipse. Marcelo Hernandez played the New York earthquake. And then,
Keenan Thompson.
Keenan played the solar eclipse. Let me play a little bit of it. This was, you don't need the visual, even though the visual is funny. Marcelo dressed up like in a black leotard with a whole bunch of New York skyscrapers attached to a graduation cap. But take a listen.
Was rattled yesterday morning as a rare 4.8 magnitude earthquake shook the city and much of the Northeast around 10 a.m. Here with more is the earthquake.
What's up, New York? Didn't expect to feel me yesterday, did you? The city was thrown into pure chaos.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about chaos. I mean, people were a little surprised.
It was chaos, Colin. People stopped working for 5, even 6 minutes to text their friends. Did you just feel something? Colin, the flights were delayed at all the airports for up to 30 minutes. Up to 30 minutes, Colin.
Well, how long are they normally delayed?
An hour. Pure chaos. Move over, guy who was punching women in the face. I punched the whole city in the face. A bunch of teeny tiny little punches like a scary massage. Behold the power of the New York earthquake.
Didn't you originate in New Jersey, though?
I mean, I grew up there, but I moved to the city.
Oh.
And there is nothing on earth as powerful as me.
Uh-oh.
What is this candy-ass little fool talking about?
Oh, my God, it's the eclipse.
Yeah. And you listen up, and you listen up good, earthquake. You want to do a little shimmy shake and try to steal my thunder? Well, what you gonna do when the solar eclipse runs wild on you?
Oh, that was great.
So you can good. Watch, Marcelo.
You can watch I love Marcelo so much.
We haven't had
so
an addition to the cast like him in a long time. And
yeah,
wow, love.
He's so good. We're going to take a break when we come back. A little game. Our TV talk isn't done yet. Coming up after our game, Alexis is going to talk. Or I'm sorry, Holly will talk about Scoop. Scoop!
Uh-oh.
The hell is that? We'll find out.
Scoop?
Scoop?
Oh, my God.
Netflix!
Netflix! Oh.
Yeah, a movie that dropped last week on Netflix.
Scoop?
Very nice!
Holly's it called Scoop?
Yeah, but it's not about anything that's particularly savory. It's about Prince Andrew. I'm just going to tell
you.
Ew.
All right, well, so, I'm glad you watched it then.
Then I'll call it
Scoop. Let us know.
Scoop. Yeah. Big fat movie review coming up. Hey, before we get started the game, one little anecdote that I forgot to tell you. Well, there's a couple things. I'll save the rest of the Disney stuff for tomorrow. I didn't tell you about my kick-ass flight attendant, Kiki. I didn't tell you about Grogu for Alexis. I'll get to that tomorrow. But one little thing. I did see Baby Spice at Hollywood Studios on Saturday. That was a kick in the pants. I was like, oh, my God, it's Emma. There's Baby Spice. Walking around with her tuba group.
Please tell me you shouted, it's Baby Spice!
No.
Can you say, can I get with your friends?
Yeah. Oh. Are you going on tour?
Are you going to spice up our life?
Tell Spice. Tell Posh I said hi.
Oh, no.
She was walking into the restaurant that I was at, and I heard the kerfuffle with the staff because all the managers got into an armada all in a line. And then she walked in with her VIP tour guide. That's how you can tell when the celebrities are approaching, is all the managers kind of line up like stormtroopers. And that's what happened. I'm like, somebody's famous is coming in. And it turned around and there she is spicing up our life.
Wow.
I posted a picture on Instagram, I think on Saturday, but people wondered if it was really, if I was being funny. But no, that was really It's really Baby Spice. Yeah. I'm like, nope, that was really her. Anyway.
Fun. So was she just pretty quiet, though, once she got there?
Great.
She just, okay, I didn't know.
Yep.
You had
goes
an encounter.
Into a little corner. No, God. Goes into a little corner and eats her fried chicken and mashed potatoes.
Did she have Mickey ears on?
She sure did, girl.
Oh, cute.
She sure did. Yeah, she's very sweet, from what I heard from the staff.
She also has a really great Emma Bunton. If you're interested in seeing what the Spice Girls did kind of after their group, she has a really great solo album.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I think we've listened to some, Jace.
Yeah.
I'm sure we have, girl.
It's been a long time.
You know
time.
Us. It's been a long time.
I know.
Time.
I can't remember Jill's Aaron stuff and Baby Spice. It's really... Yeah, it was
Alexis. I now remember you brought that when we used to do an occasional taste test. You years ago. Oh my God! And there was a dance hit.
Okay, it was a dance hit. Yeah,
ancient memories unlocked.
Oh, yeah. It did just unlock. That was funny. How it just
I was
unlocked.
Like, it's been there. Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure we listened to some music.
We did, Lexa Lou. We did.
Oh God! It's been a long time.
A long time. Let's do this.
Very well. Well. You have 5 seconds. Seconds.
5 seconds.
Initiating 5 seconds.
This is Jason's new game.
Not new anymore.
5 second showdown.
As old as Zen.
That's not enough time.
You got 5 seconds.
The game is as old as Zen, FYI. Yeah. 5 second showdown.
Is that when we started this?
We started it, Lex, when you were on maternity leave.
Oh, I see.
Yep. Yeah. Let's see here. Okay, why isn't this not loading? Come on, phone. There we go. Okay. Oh, this is an easy one to start off with, Lex. Here we go. Alexis, name 3 characters from The Muppet Show.
Oh, okay. Well, you've got Miss Piggy, Kermit, Animal.
You got it right there. 3 good ones, too. Mm-hmm. Boom. I love Animals so much. I just love the band.
Yes. Oh, Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. Oh.
Yes. Oh, the whole Janice.
Yeah.
A trade whoever has the jacuzzi. Yeah. Okay. Oh, they're all about. Oh, this is another fun one. This is easy, though. I think the computer knows it's Monday. Holly, you ready?
Yes.
Holly, please give us 3 brands of beer.
Budweiser, Coors, Miller.
Nailed
there
it.
There we go. Nailed it. Nailed it, Holly.
Oh.
All right, Jace. Let me make sure I got my volume up on my phone here. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Name 3 types of wildcats.
Cougar, mountain lion, cheetah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect.
Perfect.
There you go.
Okay, well, Alexis.
Yes.
This is a sexy time question.
Ooh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Alexis, name 3 things that turn you off.
Oh, just stinky BO, bad breath, dirty sheets.
It's those dirty sheets again, girl, from Would You Rather.
Mm. Yeah.
Skin flakes. bodily stains.
Yeah. Blah.
That's a name of a band, isn't it?
Yep. They were big in the 80s. New wave.
Yeah. Bodily stains. Okay. Holly.
Yep.
Holly, please name 3 words that start with O.
Orange, ocean, and ooh.
Oh, okay. Is that a word? Oh, that's a word. Yeah.
Ooh.
That's a word. Yeah.
I'm making it a word. Language is malleable and ever evolving.
It's a good expression.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, Jason.
Yes, ma'am.
Name 3 things you don't understand.
Geography, the Bible, and sports.
All right.
Yeah.
The Bible, just because I never went to church, so thank you.
Okay. It's a lot of reading to do.
A lot of reading.
Mm-hmm.
I know Moses.
Then I really hope we get to the next one.
Okay.
Okay.
Alexis.
Yes.
Name 3 objects that start with C.
A car, a candle and a coyote.
A coyote.
Yipes.
Oh my gosh. I was going to say kayak, and then I'm like, nope. No.
That was fantastic. Ooh. Holly.
Uh-huh.
Holly, name three comedy movies.
Airplane, Ghostbusters, Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Nailed it, as Alexis would say.
Three classics right there. Yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Oh, I'm so glad we got to this one, especially with your answer from last time, Jason.
Okay.
Name three characters from the Bible.
Oh, God. Oh, well, God, Jesus, Moses, Mary, the guy that betrayed Jesus. What's his name?
Judas.
Judas, priest.
Breaking the law, breaking there the law.
That's so funny that that came next.
Right?
Oh.
I literally just said I don't understand the Bible, and who would have known?
Well, look how many characters. Look, people you've named from the Bible.
That's right.
A couple of them, didn't I? Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done worse. Yeah. There we go. That has been, I almost said Second Chance Romance. Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
No, that's 5 Second Showdown. Hey, guys, it's nearly time for the My Talk 107.1 47th Annual Bids for Kids to benefit Ronald McDonald House Charities, presented by Your Boat Club. Thursday, April 11th, you can bid or buy packages. Craft with Alexis at Southern Lights. See Beautiful at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters with a director's suite with Lori and Julia.
Ooh.
And get your boat club rentals and more. Details, mytalk1071.com, keyword kids.
Ooh, that's this Thursday.
Is that just Thursday?
This Thursday.
Yeah, it's happening. Well,
shiver me timbers.
Oh, yeah.
When we come back, Holly has a big fat movie review next.
JTI Roofing, Inc.com. Yes, roofing is in the name. And yes, they can install and repair your roof. But also, gutters, soffit and fascia, windows, siding, storm damage. They've got you. And this is the time now to have them out for a free estimate. Get a jump start on those spring projects and just see what's going on. It might be kind of scary, but you know what? You're with professionals who've been doing this locally since 1992. So they serve the Twin Cities, Western Wisconsin, JTIRoofingInc.com, or you can call 651-777-7394. Make sure you say, hey, I'm a My Talker, and you can save up to $1,000 on roofing, siding, or gutters. They have a lot of experience working with insurance, so of course they'll help you with that as well. So head to JTIRoofingInc.com, make that appointment today. They worked on our soffit and fascia. We're so grateful. Very nice work. Great people. JTR Roofing, Inc.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything. Do not look directly into the solar eclipse today.
If you're lucky to even see it.
I was just going to say, judging by the weather, is it still cloudy? I'm in a windowless coffin,
yeah,
is it?
It's dark and it's damp.
Uh-huh.
And we aren't in the path of totality here in Minneapolis, and yeah, if we're gonna see anything, odds are not in our favor.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Yeah.
I do love the hysteria, though. Oh God, people are just going nuts over this thing.
Like, okay. Oh yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't look directly in the sun.
Don't, please.
You're gonna be tempted. You're going to be like, boy, just a second, just a little bit. No.
Nope,
not at all.
Not at all.
Not going to do it. Put on those glasses, and even then.
Or cut some cardboard.
Yeah.
1,000 points of light. None of them shiny now. Here we go. Let's do a big fat movie review.
How was the movie?
My big fat movie review.
What do we have, Holly?
Oh, I got a new movie that dropped on Netflix late last week, and it's called Scoop.
Scoop?
Yes. And Scoop is a drama about that Prince Andrew interview on the BBC.
Oh.
Yeah, remember that Prince Andrew interview where Prince Andrew sat down with the BBC and basically spilt the tea, or I don't even know what he was spilling there. And I don't even think Prince Andrew knew either. This was the interview where he was talking about how he can't sweat, how he, you know, couldn't have been hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein because he was at the Pizza Express for a birthday party. No, that couldn't have happened. And he sat down on the beach.
I was getting my pepperoni and green peppers.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not hanging out with this guy. What are you talking about? Well, it was just an epic disaster. And even we in the United States were like, oh, and this was basically the beginning of the downfall for Prince Andrew's public reputation. And this is, movie tells the story of how that interview came to be.
Ooh.
And it stars Gillian Anderson, British actor Billy Piper, and Rufus Sewell as Prince Andrew, which is just, it is tragic because I think that man is very attractive and they made him ugly looking as Prince Andrew in this movie.
Is he believable, Holly, as Prince Andrew?
Yes, he is believable as Prince Andrew. And he does a fabulous job. I will say that the performances in Scoop are great. I love Gillian Anderson, too. I'll watch her in anything.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Agent Scully. Yes.
Oh, my.
I love her as a British person. And she does she plays a great British person.
Oh, my goodness. Great Expectations. The Crown, where she played Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, among other roles.
Sex Education.
Right, Lex? Yeah. I was thinking of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's amazing. Wow. And also, I really enjoy Billy Piper, and she's an actor, you might not know her name, because she doesn't do a lot of projects in America, but she is in two very underrated series that have aired over the years. One was Confessions of a Call Girl. That aired on Showtime back in the late 2000s, early 2010s.
Okay.
And she's also in a show that's called I Hate Susie. Two seasons of that are available on Max right now. That show is incredible, and Billy Piper is amazing. But she doesn't come to the United States to work, so she's really a British actor. Scoop, bless its heart, it tries to make something out of a lot of nothing. It tries to make dramatic tension in the making of this interview, but unfortunately, I feel like there's not enough meaty elements in Scoop to make it a super worthwhile watch. They do the thing that is just a personal pet peeve of mine when people are making movies, is where the dramatic tension comes from music cues and it comes from editing. And in Scoop, they rely very heavily on that, because how are you going to fill an hour and 40 minutes and make things really tense unless you're adding a lot of music cues and a lot of editing?
Yeah.
And that's what Scoop does. But the performances are good. And if you're really interested in the story and you're interested in British royal family scandal, go check it out. It's on Netflix. It's less than 2 hours. And you'll see some great performances, too.
Is it one of those, not the phrase, a concept looking for a movie. What am I trying to say here? Would it have been maybe a good 1 hour show?
Oh,
not
sure.
A movie? Yeah.
I think they needed the amount of time to tell the story and give it enough room to breathe. I think an hour would have been a little too tight. So I think that this time is appropriate, but at the same time, it felt a little long. So I don't even know necessarily if this story needed to be dramatized.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, right, like a couple sentences.
Yeah, you know, and this is based on a book that's called Scoops, Behind the Scenes of the BBC's Most Shocking Interviews. And this is that book was written by the woman that Billy Piper plays, named Sam McAllister. So this would be one of the anecdotes within that book. And I feel like this is just a small anecdote of a story rather than trying to stretch it out and make it more dramatic. It's like, oh, here's the music. Oh, here's the editing. So dramatic.
It's one of those days where,
yeah,
like
out
with the Princess Kate thing. Yeah, I know. I'm not. Yeah. Holly, you did the Lord's work here.
That's right.
Yeah. Going back to the Bible from previous segment. Anyway, this is, can you imagine being the royal press office the day of this interview? Oh, can you imagine?
Oh
my goodness. Oh,
that being said, going back and watching that original interview with Prince Andrew on Newsnight, that is worth watching because it is so, I mean, look, warning, if you suffer from secondhand embarrassment, also known as she, don't watch that interview. You're just like, what is coming out of your mouth, Prince Andrew? Who allowed you to sit here and talk about all this stuff. And of course, Scoop tells that story. And if you want to go into depth, you certainly can. But just watching that interview alone, it is the biggest yikes, one of the biggest yikes you will ever watch.
Yeah, Holly, did he just have bad advisors, or was it kind of an I gotcha moment?
I mean, a little from column A, a little from column B.
Oh, okay. So mm-hmm. I always wondered how they got him.
Yeah, you know, this interview was described as less in a car crash than, quote, a plane crashing into an oil tanker causing a tsunami triggering a nuclear explosion.
No!
That's how bad this Prince Andrew interview was.
Oh.
You know, oof. And, you know, Prince Andrew now, he's kind of been banished in the British royal family. Now, I'm sure he's probably, you know, taking a pull. They're taking care of him. And he still has his 37 teddy bears arranged just so on his bed, which that is a true fact. Mm-hmm. Prince Andrew's housekeeper arranged all his little stuffies and his little teddies on his bed just so. Just
Lex,
the way
how
he
are
likes
your-
it.
Lex, how are your evil dolls displayed on your extra bedroom?
They're in a Tupperware in the closet.
As they should be with a padlock.
Yeah. They come out when it's time to make videos and stuff.
Or at night when you went on hell or sleeping. And they stare at you from the floor.
Now,
you know I do.
If you want to go more in depth than this, we're going to be able to later this year. Where a very royal scandal is going to be a three-part miniseries starring Michael Sheen as Prince Andrew. So that's coming up later this year. If you just can't get enough of this story.
Wow.
But if you can, if you can't, watch Scoops or go to YouTube and watch the real interview. I think that's what I'm actually going to do.
It's so bad.
For a good heap and help in a she. Speaking of she, we could have some. I don't think so. It's just, yeah. It's not second chance romance, but it is Am I the Asshat, and that's coming up next. Stay with us.
Hey, friends, Alexis for David and the team at First Equity. It is home buying season. And I don't know about you, but I'm seeing a lot of sold signs everywhere. And I'm thinking about my talkers who are in the market to buy maybe their first home, or maybe you're looking to upgrade or downgrade. You know, the edge that you might need is First Equity, because that's how you can maybe have the advantage over maybe another buyer, because they're live and local and they just do a wonderful job of taking the time to get to know you, making sure that you're set up for financial success, and letting you know what's going to happen when and why, especially if you're buying your first home. It's a big ream of paper that you sign at the end of it, and you want to make sure that you've had the right team holding your hand through the process. And that, of course, is First Equity, and they can do it all. Conventional, FHA, VA, first-time home buyer, 763-251-8000, or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword David.